is Pippa Moore and Jimmy Love, getting you up across the Central West.
Pippa Moore.
Thanks to McDonald's Dubbo and Wellington.
I've got a new conspiracy theory, everybody.
Do you?
There's a ghost in the building.
No, there's not.
Yes, that's my conspiracy theory.
I don't like ghosts being in buildings.
You don't like any sort of conspiracy theory, let's be honest.
No,
I don't. You're like, oh, I don't want to talk about a conspiracy. What's your issue with conspiracy theories?
I don't have... Oh, well, my issue with them is I don't think they're real.
Any of them?
I think they're fake.
So you think every conspiracy theory ever is fake?
That's why they're called conspiracy theories.
So you think there's just no truth ever in the whole conspiracy theory?
Well, that's a bit of a sweeping statement to make, but
yeah.
I'm yet to hear a conspiracy theory come out of your mouth that I go, oh, I could get on board with that.
Get on board with it.
I don't have issues with talking about them, though.
So you don't think there's a ghost in the building?
Oh,
unplugging
I don't think
microphones,
so.
Stopping our computers from working.
Oh, I think our studio might be archaic and belongs in a museum rather than there being a ghost in here.
I'm going to blame the ghost.
Are you?
Okay. I'm going to stick with there being a ghost. Morning, everybody. How are you, Pippa?
Good. So I nearly contacted you outside of work hours yesterday.
Thankfully, you didn't.
But I know. I knew you would have screened your calls and, you know, not answered me. So $70 million lotto happened last night. So Farmer Lewis had this scratchy that he'd won $20 on.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, can you go to the news agents and buy us some lotto tickets with
the
my $20
scratchy?
So I'm like, sure, no worries. I've never bought a lotto ticket before in my life. So I go in and I'm like, how do I do this?
Buy a lotto ticket.
How do I buy a lotto ticket? So I don't really know what I bought, but I said, he says, oh, are you taking the money? And I said, no, I just want to buy some tickets for tonight's lotto. And then he showed me the prices, but I didn't really know, like, is it just how many games you buy? And I'm just like, just buy me $20 worth of tickets. So I think I just got $20 worth of lotto tickets, but I'm not really sure.
Did you win?
I don't know. How do I check?
I don't know. I haven't checked mine yet because I got my quick pick as well. Plus, I've also got $10 in the office sweep.
In the office sweep as well.
You didn't get into the office sweep, did you?
No, I didn't.
That'd be funny. You'd be the only one left working.
I know. I'd be the only one left working here.
Everyone else would be like, bye, Felicia. And
see
you'd
ya.
Be like, oh, should have gotten the office sweep.
Oh, regrets.
No money for you.
No.
What I do is when I buy a lotto ticket, I wait to hear if there's a missing lotto winner.
Oh, do you?
So I wait for the news to say, a $70 million ticket was sold at the news at the mall.
Right.
And it is yet to be claimed.
Okay. How long does it usually take for those sort of stories to
circulate? 24 to 48 hours.
Oh, so not long.
Not long, no.
Okay, so we don't have a long wait.
So we don't have a long wait to see. Where'd you buy your ticket from?
South Dubbo News Agency.
There you go. If you hear the news story, hi, this is Alyssa Fagelaine and there is a missing lotto ticket at South Dubbo News Agency.
It'll be me, guys.
Yes, you'll go, oh my gosh, that's me. I win. All right, let's kick off the show right now. Stand by. I'm next to We Are Doing. Pippa and Jimmy's Are You That Person? But right now, Aussie boy Conrad Sewell with Healing Hands. Morning, everybody.
I know I'm not enough sometimes. I'll never let go again. You got healing hands.
Dub on the Central West, number one, hit 93.5. Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Pippa and Jimmy Show. Stephen Fenwick from techguide.com.au. He's on the show to talk about a new way to secure your home internet connection after 7 a.m. this morning. Ida Buttrose as well joins the Pippa and Jimmy Show after 7:30. But right now, it's Pippa and Jimmy's Are You That Person?
It is all thanks to our great friends at Bellotti's Italian Dining. They're bringing modern Italian to the Central.
Sorry,
West.
Left my phone on.
Oh, it's all right. There's worse things that could happen in the studio.
It's good. Ding, ding.
Ding, 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 ding. We're spinning the wheel in the Hit 93.5 studio. It's loaded up with criteria of different people. And this morning, we're looking for a particular person. The person we're looking for is a pet owner.
Oh, with Pippa and Jimmy's, Are You That Person? It's that simple. We've landed on pet owner.
Are you a pet owner? It doesn't matter what kind of pet you've got, if it's a rabbit, if it's a dog, a cat, a reptile of some kind, a rodent perhaps.
Ooh.
What pets did you have growing up?
A hamster.
A hamster.
Dog, multiple dogs, like plenty of dogs.
Right.
They're all deceased now.
Are they?
Also, rabbit.
Oh, you had a rabbit as well?
Yeah, mum creatively named the rabbit Peter.
Oh.
Peter Rabbit.
Original.
Yeah. And then Peter passed away. Got another rabbit, named it Peter as well.
Oh, right.
So I see a theme here.
Yes, I see. 13, 12, 16. If you are a pet owner across Dubbo on the Central West, give us a call right now.
You know, she also named me James. And my cousin, her brother, had a son a year before me and called his son James.
So she's really just not working hard in the creative department.
In the name department. Really got an issue with the name department in the Love family. Okay, are you that person? Are you a pet owner? Give us a call right now. You win that voucher. Spipper and Jimmy, morning, everyone.
So we back in the club with the bodies rocking from side to side, side, side to side.
Morning, everyone. DJ Got Us Falling in Love, Usher, featuring Pitbull on your home of hits and old school. Morning, everyone. It's 16 past 6, the Pippa and Jimmy Show, hit 93.5.
We are doing Pippa and Jimmy's Are You That Person? Thanks to Bellotti's Italian Dining, bringing modern Italian to the Central West. We've spun the wheel this morning and we're looking for a pet owner on 13, 12, 16. Lisa, are you a pet owner?
Yes.
Okay, great.
What pet do you own, Lisa?
I own a dog and few birds and some fish.
Wow.
Birds. You know what? I've never understood bird owning. Do they live in the house with you or do you keep them outside or, like, what's the deal?
One bird, he lives outside during the day and then he comes in at night time.
Oh,
do they chirp overnight though and wake you up?
Mm.
No, he sleeps all night.
So they're good birds. They're well-behaved birds.
Yeah.
So you've got a dog, you've got birds, and what other pet did you say you had, Lisa?
A fish.
A fish?
Are you a fish?
What kind of fish have you got?
I've got goldfish.
Goldfish. What's the goldfish's name? Don't say Goldie.
No, they haven't got names.
No.
You know what? Props to you. Why name them? Why name the goldfish, I say. Because often you've got a bowl and there's too many of them. You know, when you go to someone's house, they've got a goldfish bowl and there's like eight goldfish and they go to, like, name all the goldfish for you. I always think you're full of it. You've made up which one's which because there's no way you'd be able to remember. They all look the same to me, which one's which.
Well, Lisa, you've clearly avoided that problem by not naming your fish, haven't you?
Yeah.
Congratulations, Lisa. You are off to Bellotti's Italian Dining with a voucher.
All right, thank you.
No worries.
Stick there a moment for us. Pippa, top news headlines somewhere in the world on the way.
So Drake, music artist, we all know him very well, playing lots of music on our station. He's wanting to trademark a phrase that I don't know if he's going to be able to get away with doing.
Baby, if you love me.
No, not quite.
Okay, Pippa has got a story about the number one artist in the world at the moment wanting to trademark a phrase. She'll tell you about it next.
Here we go. Pippa and Jimmy. Hit 93.5.
Dub on the Central West, hit 93.5. Hey, good morning, everyone. Pippa, Jimmy on the air. Maroon 5, feat Cardi B there. Girls Like You. And we do it all thanks to the new blend of Mick Cafe coffee, smooth, refined, delicious. Hey, we've got Stephen Fennick from techguide.com.au on the show after 7 and Ida Buttrays after 7:30.
News headlines somewhere in the world.
Music artist Drake has filed to trademark the phrase God's Plan.
God's Plan. Is that the name of one of his albums?
It is.
Ah.
Yes. Or maybe one of his songs.
I'm just going to put it out there. I'm not really interested in using that phrase.
Aren't you?
It's not like a big phrase that everyone's going around going, God's Plan, God's Plan. You know who will be in trouble if he trademarks it?
Who?
Churches all over the world. You know, you get in the church and the preacher man comes out, God's Plan for you. And then Drake is like, excuse me. Excuse me, preacher man, I got a trademark on God's Plan. So the preacher man's like,
it could be exactly what goes
doesn't
down.
Doesn't know. The preacher man doesn't know how to talk about God's plan anymore.
Well, the rapper wants to use the phrase on everything from downloads to videos to clothing, even a TV game show. And the God's Plan music video is the one where Drake gave away $1 million to strangers in Miami. Do you remember that one?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Quite famous video clip. Okay, so what's the likelihood of him trademarking God's Plan?
Well, I don't know.
Because I feel like the Catholic Church would be like, no, we've been all over this for 2020 18 years. This is not new.
Right.
Don't think they'll be happy.
Maybe they should file a counter trademark.
Ah, maybe they should. Yes. Counter trademark for God's plan.
Smell a lawsuit coming.
What is God's plan? Everyone's in court trying to argue what God's plan is.
Oh, dear.
Good stuff. Good story there, Pippa.
Second top news headline, summer in the world. An electric car covered with 330 solar panels can recharge itself as it drives. And it also has Icelandic moss in the dashboard to filter dust from the air. It's a bit fancy, isn't it?
Are these solar panels? Do they look like a solar panel you put on your roof?
Oh, not quite. They've sort of streamlined them a bit more so they're a little less obvious.
I was going to say, if they just stuck 300 roof panels on your car, I'd say, look, I care about the environment, but not that much
but
to drive
back.
This
is looking a bit outrageous.
Because you know there's some race where they do to like drive through the desert in a solar power car like they do every year in Australia.
Oh, yes.
And you like, bless, they're ugly cars.
Oh, they're hideous.
Yeah, hideous. Like, I wouldn't be seen driving around in one of those. But if you made like a nice Corolla or something and had some beautiful solar panels over it, I guess, you know what, we've kind of got to get used to it. It probably is the future.
Well, it's available late next year.
Oh.
So it is well and truly upon us.
Sign me up, Golden West Holden. Yeah.
Third top news headline, summer in the world. There's a new smart mirror. I think you're going to like this story.
I love a good smart mirror.
New smart mirror creates a 3D model of your naked body to help track your fitness and record how your figure changes over time.
What if it malfunctions though and you got a friend over and suddenly just a nude shot of you pops up on your smart mirror?
Awkward.
It will be an awkward situation.
Maybe not awkward if it's a date and you're just trying to forward plan a little bit. You're like, okay, I can get a hold of that.
Yeah. So, do you think you'd buy the smart mirror?
I don't think I would. It'll cost you $1,300.
Surely that price will come down though.
Would you invest?
Me personally, no.
It's the world's first home body scanner.
Look, I don't need... I've already got myself telling myself I look chubby and fat and wrinkly.
Well, look, with your new fad diet, your 70-30 diet, yes. I think this could be the perfect accessory for it as well. Yes.
And because it would be, I'll call a work-related expense.
That's right. Claim it all on tax. The top news headlines somewhere in the world.
In Beers, Boobs and Balls coming up. An update on the Andrew Gaff situation.
Pippa Moore and Jimmy Love.
Oh, yeah.
Hit 93.5.
Oh, yeah.
Hit 93.5's Pippa.
Jimmy.
Now drop the beat.
Yeah, morning everyone. Stand by. Beers, Boobs and Balls coming up next. Remember that big story from the AFL with the punch in the face?
Yes.
Well, Andrew Gaff has been sentenced by the AFL Commission. We'll get you all your update on that in Beers, Boobs and Balls coming up next. By the way, Pippa, talking about sporting injuries.
Yes.
How are you feeling? Because yesterday you had a really sore back.
Yes, I did.
Have you gotten your back fixed?
I went and got my back fixed yesterday. Yeah. Went to my chiro and she says, oh, you've just popped two ribs out.
Now, I don't get this. How do you just pop two ribs out?
Great question. Apparently, it's very common. They're just sort of a little bit out of alignment and not where they're meant to be, apparently.
So what does the chiro do to put them back?
I just snap them back in. I was bent. I was snapped. I was cracked. I was rubbed down, massaged, all of the above. And I felt quite a bit knocked around yesterday afternoon, but I'm feeling better today, thank you.
We need a workplace roller. You know those roller things you roll on?
You were saying that you've got a great one at home.
I've got a great one at home. Well, you need a workplace one because it's no good having one at home.
No.
It's the old, I've got one of those at home. Well, that doesn't help me at work,
does
exactly.
It? No good to me now.
Exactly.
Okay, next workplace purchase. We'll buy one of those.
Workplace roller. Well, I'm happy to hear you're okay, Pippa
Moore. Thank you, mate.
Stephen Fenwick from techguide.com.au. He is on the show after 7 a.m. Going to talk about a new way to keep your home network protected, and it's pretty snazzy, I'll tell you that. But right now, let's get into Keith Urban's latest one off his Graffiti U album.
Ooh, I haven't heard this one yet.
Featuring Shy Carter. It's called My Wave on the NL with the Pippa and Jimmy Show on Hit 93.5, 22 away from 7. Good morning, everyone.
I roll with the punches. I go with the flow.
How good is that? Brand new stuff from Keith Urban's Graffiti U album featuring Shy Carter. It's called My Wave. Tell us what you think at hit.com.au. Become a VIP and you could win $1,000 with the VIP wish list. Morning, everyone. It's Pippa and Jimmy on Hit 93.5.
Come on.
Sports.
Beer.
Boobs.
Balls.
Now, Pippa, have you seen the footage with the Andrew Gaff punch on Andrew Brayshaw?
I finally sat down after we talked about it on the show yesterday, read through the story, watched the footage, and my goodness, I couldn't believe it.
I know, it's pretty horrific.
Yeah, it was awful.
Now, the AFL Tribunal handed down an 8-match ban last night to Andrew Gaff on the Andrew Brayshaw punch. Now, according to Chris Judd, AFL legend, the 8-match ban on Gaff for the strike on Brayshaw is sizable but fair, given how much damage was done. Right after the ban was handed down, Gaff faced the media and had this apology.
First of all, I just want to say I'm so, so sorry to Andrew and the Brayshaw family and the pain I've caused them over the last 48 hours. I respect the Brayshaw boys so much and the way they go about it. And I'm really disappointed. My own actions, that really hurts a lot. The last 48 hours has probably been the toughest couple of days of my life.
Yeah, so that means that Gaff is out for the remainder of the season, which puts the West Coast Eagles' chances of winning a premiership really in doubt. Seems to have also got Mick Matanui out with a knee injury as well. So Gaff out for the rest of the season.
Confusing that they're both called Andrew.
I know.
Let's just alert to the elephant in the room.
And can this I just say, up. I keep thinking of one of them as being Spider-Man, because isn't one of the Spider-Mans Andrew... Andrew Garfield. So I keep thinking of them as all being Spider-Man.
But AFL stars have spoken out about this. Jack Riewoldt has said that Andrew Gaff's 8-game suspension for punching should be a wake-up call that leads to a focus on gut punching and similar acts as well. He says, I think this is a wake-up call and I think it's been simmering for a long time.
Agreed.
That was speaking to Fox Footy's AFL 360. And Melbourne great Gary Lyon has called on the players to take a stand in regards to a mandatory suspension for players who punch their opponents.
Yeah.
So he sort of used a couple of examples and he said, look, it's built up to this and I think it's time that blokes take a collective control of this situation and really, yeah, just take the ambiguity out of the punch.
Yeah, there you go. Well, that settles that case for now. 8 weeks and I highly doubt he will appeal the ban. Let's jump in with a little bit of rugby league news.
Yes. Now, after the Panthers coach Anthony Griffin was sensationally sacked earlier this week, apparently Phil Gould reportedly made an offer to West Tigers coach Ivan Cleary to rejoin the Penrith Panthers club on a 4-year deal.
Ooh.
But West Tigers CEO Justin Pascoe has hit back at these reports that Ivan Cleary may reunite with his son Nathan Cleary at the Panthers, saying Ivan Cleary will stay. He's not going anywhere. He's signed on for at least the next 2 seasons. So cool your jets, everybody.
They've clearly got it wrong.
Yeah. They've cleared it up.
Cleared it up. There you go. Double pun for you. Hey, quick FFA Cup news. Shout out to Josh, the Wanderers supporter, great friend of the show. His team, the West Sydney Wanderers, beat Hellenic AC last night in the final minute of the game to win 4-3. Melbourne Victory beat Perth Glory. Brisbane Roar went down to Melbourne City and Newcastle beat the Gold Coast Knights in the FFA Cup, all progressing to the round of 16. Okay.
How's your team going? Last
week they lost to Adelaide, remember, and got out.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
Okay.
So Mariners are out of the FFA Cup.
Okay.
There you go. Beers, boobs and balls. Right now, Chris Brown with you. Morning.
I need you, boo. I gotta see you, boo. And the hurt's all over the world tonight. Said the hurt's all over the world tonight.
Got a sun and
Dub on the Central West, hit 93.5. We do it all thanks to the new blender, Mick Cafe Coffee. Smooth, refined, delicious. It's Pippa and Jimmy. Morning, everybody. Pippa, we all know that every time you go on an aeroplane, you wish to get upgraded to business class.
Oh, it's just the white whale of travel, isn't it?
It would be amazing. Just one day, once, I want to be upgraded.
Absolutely.
Now, a airline over in the USA might actually change your want to be upgraded.
Right.
Because they're doing something special in economy class.
If they're adding flatbeds, I'm there.
You're there in economy?
Salt.
Well, Delta Airlines over in the USA are trialling on their Portland to Tokyo flights.
Right.
They're trialling a new type of in-flight service for economy passengers.
Okay.
Now, you still get the bung seat.
You still get the small seat, you know.
Right,
you
disappointing. Don't,
not much you can get the change there. But instead of just getting sort of a microwave meal shoved in your face after waiting an hour as the cart comes up, they've got a new way of serving people. When you first get on the flight, they're going to offer you bubbles straight away.
Love it. Oh, my gosh. Throw champagne at me and I'm there. Yes.
That is, like, the worst thing about flying economy is you've got to wait an hour and a half to get your first drink.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. They're going to serve you bubbles. So don't worry. If you don't drink the bubbles, they'll serve you soft drink instead.
I love this.
As a welcome. Welcome to the plane.
Yes.
Here's some bubbles.
Perfect.
Then when you get on the flight, instead of just shoving a bit of paper in front of you and the microwave meal, they're actually going to serve you three courses separately.
Ooh.
They're going to come along and offer you the quinoa salad or the starter cheese. And they're going to pop a real napkin in front of you made of cotton.
Oh, beautiful, rather than this paper stuff.
Proper knife and fork as well.
Great.
And serve your starter with a cocktail.
Really?
Yes, before clearing up, bringing down your main.
Yeah.
And then clearing up and bringing down your dessert.
Are you making any of this up?
I'm not making any of this up. They're giving the luxury treatment to economy class.
That is the luxury.
And you can continue to order cocktails as well.
Well, this is just your dream come true.
It is my dream come true for an airline. So Delta is on my good books now.
Okay,
airlines.
Great. Do you have to pay extra? When does it start?
It's just part of their service.
Okay.
My major issue with this is, though, is when you're stuck at the back and you got to watch the food cart take an hour to get from the front to the back.
And you're really hungry.
You're really hungry. Yeah. So you watch it come from the back to the from the front to the back for an hour. By the time it gets to you, you get one measly quinoa salad.
Oh,
then you
got
to go through the next hour waiting for it to come back with your main. And then you wait for another hour. By this time, all you want to do is sleep and you haven't been able to manage to get anything.
You haven't even had your tiramisu yet.
No, exactly.
Well, now you can just drown your sorrows.
Yes, in cocktails.
Can't you? Yes.
As long as, that's the thing with airlines, I say more drink service.
Do you?
Like, often they come up and down once or twice.
Mm-hmm.
I want them up and down every 20 minutes.
You want it to be a nightclub atmosphere.
I want it to be back and forth. I don't want to feel like everyone in the plane can see me press the little light above me and know that I'm having another glass of red.
You want to be able to drink freely without judgment.
Without judgment. And if the drink cart's coming up and down, there'll be no judgment. That's what I would like.
You need a sign on your forehead, yes, I will have a refill.
Yes,
thank
I will
you.
Have a refill.
So Let's book some tickets to Japan
from Portland.
Perfect. Okay.
Fine, Portland. Stand by. Stephen Fennick from techguide.com.au joins us next.
Even more in Jimmy Love.
Oh, yeah.
Hit 93.5.
Peace.
Information that was fake and never happened.
I can't believe it.
You are fake news.
Okay, let's jump straight into the fake news segment this morning, Pippa. Your first story out of Alaska, USA, you know, up the north there in the cold.
Yep, yep.
Well, a man has had to spend a night in jail after being mistaken for his identical twin brother.
Oh, okay.
There was a warrant out for his identical twin brother's arrest.
Right.
The police pulled over him and were like, that's you, get out, put him in jail. He was like, it's not me, it's my identical twin brother.
Right.
Spent the night in jail. Next morning, he was released by the judge.
Okay.
So all was fine and dandy in the end, but he did have to spend the night in jail. That's your first story.
Okay.
Your second news story is scientists have found that adding carrots to concrete makes concrete stronger.
Okay.
That's it.
Right.
Adding carrots to concrete makes concrete stronger. People more, you get 30 seconds. Ask any question you like, then I need an answer.
Where was this scientist study done about carrots and concrete?
In Europe. It was actually commissioned by the European Union.
Right.
To find if adding carrots to concrete could make concrete stronger.
And why does it make it stronger?
Apparently it's saying to do with the fibres. You know when you're trying to eat a carrot and it's got fibres between it. Apparently those fibres are very strong.
Right. What was the man arrested for in Alaska? What was the crime he committed?
Apparently robbery or something, like a minor robbery.
A minor robbery.
Minor robbery.
Right, okay.
I think minor robbery means like pinched a few chocolate bars and stuck it in his pocket.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? Where like major robbery would be like pointed a gun at someone's face.
Yeah, right.
So
okay.
It wasn't like they had to get the gun out and be like, get down on the ground.
Get on
the string.
So it wasn't serious.
Yeah, but it was still serious enough for him to need to face a magistrate. So they had to put him in the lockup overnight.
Right. The scientist's story about adding carrots to concrete sounds fake, which makes me think it's probably true.
So have I thrown you a furphy this morning?
Have you?
Or have I done the double barrel and double furphied you up? Pippa, which one would you like to go with as real news? Which one's fake news?
Let's say that the adding carrots to concrete story is real news and the arrest of the twin brothers fake news. Hey, there you go. Yeah.
Correct.
So, adding carrots to concrete. Talk to me.
Yeah, scientists have found that if you add the fibres of carrots to concrete,
right,
or even the fibres of beetroots as well to concrete, that you need 40 kilos less concrete mix per cubic metre of concrete to get the same amount of hardness.
Right. Does it change the colour of the concrete, I wonder? Do a bright orange or a bright
red? It wouldn't, because they'd be using the microfiber,
than the actual crunchy carrot
bit of it. So,
okay.
There you go.
God, stick a bit of carrot in some concrete. Forget hummus and carrots. Concrete and carrot.
Can I ask whose idea it was? Excuse me, can you please do a study on if carrots make concrete stronger?
Great question. Seriously, these scientists have got too much time on their hands.
They really do. All right, let's jump to Never Ever by the Rubens and Sarah, and then Stephen Fenwick on the show.
Yes, he has huge news about home internet security.
Can't wait. Doing that next on Hit Morning.
I never ever meant to catch you in a lie.
Up on the Central West, heat 93.5, 13 minutes past 7 o'clock, currently 0 degrees. Morning, everybody. It's Pippa and Jimmy on Hit as we look for 16 across the Central West today.
From techguide.com.au, talking all things tech with Stephen Fenwick.
Stephen Fenwick from techguide.com.au. Great to have you on the show as always.
Good to be here.
Now, Stephen, one of the major concerns in 2018 is internet privacy, and Norton have branched out of their software, what they're known for, and they're going into the hardware industry.
That's right, yeah. Well, they've released a router, so it's called the Norton Core, and it's a Wi-Fi router, a very popular product when you consider we all want to have a good Wi-Fi for our streaming and everything we need to do. So what they've done with this product is they've created not only the Wi-Fi capability, but also built in all their smarts on their internet to protection side, so that rather than you having internet security on every single device in your home, which is what you should have anyway, this can protect anything that's on your network. So when you consider what we have, we've got our phones, our laptops, our tablets. But think of the other devices that we've got: security cameras, smart lights, baby monitors.
Wow.
All these devices could be vulnerable, and cyber criminals have in the past exploited loopholes in these products to get into your network.
Wow.
With the Norton Core, that's now they head them off at the pass before they can even enter the network.
So if you've got this Norton Core, do you need to have your antivirus software on your computer as well?
You do, for when you leave the network. So what the Norton Core provides, that protection at home, but it also comes with 10 licenses for their security, so that you can install that on the devices that you could possibly take out of your home, like your phone, like your tablet, your laptop, those sorts of products. So they're still protected outside of your home. But when they're inside of your home, like all the other smart connected devices, you're never going to take them out of your home. They're always going to be in your home. They're covered with that massive umbrella of protection.
Now, what price point are they selling this at?
It's $399, which is comparable to other decent routers. And in terms of testing of speeds, it is not far behind your dedicated routers. So you're getting a decent Wi-Fi speed, not as fast as some other routers, but you are getting that security feature in there as well. And just a note for parents as well, this is also the app that comes with it, makes it really easy to set up. It allows parents as well to set to have really good filters for content for their child, depending on their age.
Right.
Can even allow you to pause the internet if they're playing up. You just put internet on pause, and no one's got the internet.
Brilliant.
That allows you also, as a user, to prioritise devices to get, so they get more bandwidth. So say you're a gamer, you want your console to have a bit more bandwidth, or you're watching 4K Netflix, you can prioritise those devices through the app to have more bandwidth as well.
Awesome. Stephen Fenwick from techguide.com.au. You can, of course, read that article on your website. Stephen, thank you so much for joining the show.
An absolute pleasure. Talk to you next week.
Cheers, mate. Okay, what we'll do, Jess Glynn, right now, I'll be there. And Pippa, I've got news if you bought a lotto ticket last night.
Oh, e.g. you and I.
Because the official results are in. Did someone from Dubbo win the lotto?
Ooh.
I'll tell you up next on Hit.
And all the tears are rolling down your face, and it feels like yours was the only heart to break.
Jess Glynn on the home of Hits and Old School, Hit 93.5. Morning, everyone. Pippa, Jimmy, thanks to Macca's new spicy chicken McNuggets, they've arrived. So enjoy a spicy moment while you can. Currently 0 degrees and 19 past 7 o'clock. Pippa, you bought a lotto ticket yesterday.
As did you, my friend.
I've got the official results.
Mm-hmm.
Good news, because someone living west of Sydney has won $35 million.
OMG.
But they live in Lithgow.
Oh, okay.
So
no one in Dubbo has won the lotto.
No one in Dubbo won the lotto last night. I'm so sorry. A Lithgow man won $35 million and an unidentified Victorian has also picked up $35 million who purchased their ticket on thelot.com.au. Now, there is a potential that the unidentified Victorian could be someone who's in Dubbo.
Could be.
Who's bought something off the lot and put in a Victorian address.
Possibly, yes.
Highly unlikely.
What is it about Victorians and not claiming their lotto tickets? Really?
They're not very good, are they?
They're notorious
for losing their lotto ticket. So I think we can rest easy until tomorrow night when there's the $80 million jackpot.
Right.
That no one in Dubbo has won the lotto.
I'll delete my resignation email from my draft folder.
Talking about money, yesterday I got scammed.
What?
I got caught up in a huge scam, had to spend hours on my mobile phone to the telephone company.
Oh my goodness.
I'm going to tell you about it up next, Pippa, and how you and your family could get easily caught up in the same scam if you're not careful.
Oh, Tracy Grimshaw, tell me more.
Here we go. Pippa and Jimmy. Hit 93.5.
Dub on the Central West, Hit 93.5. Pippa and Jimmy, morning everybody. Frost and sunny, 17 degrees today. 18 frost and sunny for your Thursday. R&B Friday, 21 degrees. Give us a call anytime, 13, 12, 16. But right now, Pippa, scam alert.
Tracy Grimshaw.
Yes.
A current affair.
I got scammed yesterday.
What?
Yes, I fell for a trap and I want to warn people about it because I am pretty on the ball when it comes to scams.
Yes, and you are just an unsuspecting citizen just trying to get by. You're an Aussie battler and someone has taken advantage of you.
Taken full advantage of me. And this could happen to your kids.
Oh.
Could happen to you.
Could happen to the elderly.
Could happen to the elderly as well. Less likely to happen to the elderly though.
Okay.
Because it does involve an iPhone.
Okay. Yes. Well, we'll rule the elderly out then.
We'll rule the elderly out. No offence to the elderly.
So young people across Australia are being targeted.
Yesterday I was on Facebook on my phone and there was a link there and it said the top 5 haircuts of 2018.
Well, if that's not clickbait, then I don't know what is.
And I'm like, oh, I need to get my haircut. Yes. So I would like to look at the top 5 haircuts of 2018.
Perfect.
And it was sponsored. It was on Facebook.
Okay.
So I trusted it.
Yeah, of course you did.
I clicked on it.
Yeah.
All I did was click on it. Mm-hmm. And it did one of those things, you know, where it sort of loads a page and then another page pops up and starts loading.
Yes.
So I never got to see any of these top 5 hairstyles.
And whether or not Justin Bieber was one of them.
That's exactly what I was thinking. And then all of a sudden, after like 30 seconds of it loading, boom, I get a text message to say that I've been charged $14.90.
What?
And been subscribed to their service.
What?
I'm like, excuse me, what service? All I did was click on a link which clickbaited me on Facebook.
Oh my goodness. I mean, Ethel who's 75 years old.
Wouldn't have a clue.
This is why I don't do mobile phones.
Yes,
this
therefore.
Is why I don't do social media, because the government's trying to scam us all. And I tell you what, just stick with the landline. I mean, you've got to deal with a couple of telemarketers. But honestly, the government's trying to steal our money. This is why it's evil.
What happened to the good old days of getting a phone call from a Nigerian prince?
Yeah. Do you miss those days?
They're long gone. they were the days.
Well, the Nigerian princes, I believe, favour emails now these days.
Oh, do they?
Yes, yeah. Which is why you shouldn't have a computer or an email address.
Or a mobile phone.
Or a mobile phone or Facebook. You should just have a landline and also write letters to people.
Ethel, does your friend Dawn, does she have any of these?
No, Dawn quit it a long time ago because her grandson, he got a call one day on his mobile phone from somebody that he didn't know from a private number. And I said, John, put your mobile phone in the bin. It's the government. They're trying to scam you. So that's why I don't do it. Are you all right? Are you all right after your scam? Come in and have a cup of tea and a scone, love.
Pippa Moore and Jimmy Love.
Oh, yeah.
Hit 93.5.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
One, two, three. Nought's another word for zero.
Zero. Yes, it is. Nought is zero. 0 degrees on the Max Street.
Yes. Okay, so do you remember the TV show? Do you remember the song Hey There Delilah by the band Plain White Tees?
Hey there Delilah, what's it like in New York City?
Yeah.
You're 1,000 miles away, but girl, tonight you look so pretty. Yes, you do.
Wow, you do know that song.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
So it is being adapted into a TV show.
Okay,
song.
You can't adapt one song into a TV show.
Well, the frontman, Tom Higginson, is helping shop around the project, which doesn't seem to have a network attached to it as yet, which is obviously why he's continuing to shop it around. But the show is described as a scripted romantic dramedy, which is drama slash comedy, bit of a blend there, about a long-distance relationship and a contemporary fairy tale that expands the story within the song.
Who do Plain White Tees think they are? ABBA?
Maybe.
Or do they think they're Simple Plan? My heart is so jet lagged. Heart is so jet lagged. You know what actually be a good TV show?
What?
Hashtag copyright 2018.
Okay.
Would be, you know how Hamish and Andy got True Stories?
Yeah.
It would be Song Stories. So you turn a song into a 20-minute story.
Yeah, like a little episode on telly.
Like you don't need a whole series of eight seasons. No, you just for one song.
Yeah.
You just each song gets its own episode. You know what I mean?
Right.
Copyright. If you use that, I just want 20% of the profits.
Okay.
That's fine. Licensed anyone to use it.
Would you watch the Hey There Delilah TV show? Would you sample it?
No, I'd sample it.
Okay.
But I never thought it was that good a song anyway.
So. It was very popular.
It
back
was
in the
popular.
Day.
It was a bit annoying though.
Oh, they really flogged it hard.
They did
didn't
flog
they?
It hard, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I wonder now, all these years later, is he still with Delilah?
Oh, do you think Delilah was a real person?
Yeah, maybe.
Probably.
Yeah.
I wonder if Delilah was with an asterisk after it and then at the bottom, asterisk name changed for privacy.
Oh, yeah, great question.
Because it might have just been Jane or something.
Because Delilah's not a super common name,
No, it isn't.
Is it?
Yeah, so if you're singling out a Delilah...
really narrow it down.
Really narrow down who you're talking about, yeah.
Yes. Bit of other trending news. Guess who is the latest music star slash worldwide celeb to launch a Las Vegas residency music show?
Oh, okay. I am going to say maybe I'm thinking of someone who's a huge star.
Yeah.
But also a bit of a nobody at the moment, so desperate for money.
Oh, okay.
Robbie Williams?
No.
Okay. So if it's not Robbie Williams.
It's a woman.
Oh, a female.
Mm.
Okay. Cher.
No.
Okay. Newer or older?
Newer. Much newer.
Much newer than Cher.
Yes.
Still mega famous.
Yep.
Cardi B.
No.
Okay. Give up.
Older. Lady Gaga.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that would be good.
So you think Lady Gaga's desperate for money?
Your personal.
Are you retracting that?
You know,
statement?
Because they make so much money by doing a Hollywood residency.
They really do.
Really make huge amounts of cash.
So Lady Gaga will launch a new Las Vegas residency at the MGM Resort starting December 28th. She'll be performing two different shows during her residency run, Lady Gaga Enigma and Lady Gaga Jazz and Piano.
Oh, go the Jazz and Piano one.
Same. So that will feature stripped down versions of her own songs plus tunes from the Great American Songbook. And meanwhile, Lady Gaga promises that the Enigma show will be unlike anything I've ever done before.
Great.
So that's exciting, isn't it?
When I used to work at the Captain Cook pub and rooms in London,
yeah,
I was banned from choosing the music.
Right.
Because I'd choose lots of Bieber, lots of One Direction and stuff. So to get around my ban, what I'd do is I'd sneakily put on jazz versions of the songs.
Oh, yes.
So it'd be like a saxophone playing and then What Makes You Beautiful.
Yeah, right. The irony is that you now work in radio.
Now I work in
music
radio.
For a living.
Yes, exactly.
You can check out those stories and more at hit.com.au by clicking on the Scoopla tab.
Fantastic. Hey, stand by. We're going to do Shawn Mendes, Stitches, and then Ida Buttrose on the show up next. It's Pippa and Jimmy. Good morning, everybody.
I thought that I've been hurt before, but no one's ever left me quite this sore.
Shawn Mendes, Stitches on Dubbo and the Central West, hit 93.5. Hey, good morning, everybody. It's Pippa and Jimmy. We're just a quarter away from 8 o'clock, and we do it thanks to Macca's new spicy chicken McNuggets. They've arrived, so enjoy a spicy moment while you can. And right now on the show, we've got Ida Buttrose.
Yes, Ida, you are an Australian journalist, a businesswoman, a TV personality, an author. You've got the Order of Australia, and you are never one to shy away from a taboo topic. It is wonderful to have you on the show today as an ambassador for the Jodie Lee Foundation to talk about bowel cancer, which is the second most common cause of cancer-related deaths in Australia.
Yeah, Ida, tell us all about the Jodie Lee Foundation.
That's right, and it need not be like that. And that's the whole reason that I've signed on to become a patron, because I lost my brother Will to bowel cancer.
Wow.
So a lot of times you can't see any symptoms. A lot of times people have bowel cancer and they don't know. So the big issue for me is that if it's detected early, up to 90% of bowel cancers can be successfully treated.
Now, if this test, does it take long? Does it take 5 hours? Does it take 12 hours to do?
No, of course not. It's a very simple test, and the kit is sent once you turn 50, and they keep persisting. They'll send it again when you're 55, and when you turn 60, and when you're 64. So on it goes, because it is primarily a disease of older people. So you have to take a sample of your poo, and that seems to be what the problem is.
It is fantastic that we're having this conversation, Ida, because this isn't just a disease that affects, I guess, older people, is it? Young people can really be affected by this as well, particularly Jodie Lee, who you're the new patron of her foundation. She passed away at the age of 41.
That's right, 41, far too young, wasn't she? Had a young family. And so Nick, her husband, set up the foundation to help raise awareness. There is a trend. There is a growing incidence of cases among younger Australians. And it's thought that this is probably something to do with lifestyle and diets, because these are the triggers. So if you have a diet high in saturated fats and processed meat, that's not particularly good for you. If you smoke, you shouldn't. You should quit. You should limit your alcohol intake to what the recommended drinks are we're supposed to have by the standards. I think it's one standard drink for a woman and two for a man. And you've got to have a healthy weight and eat healthy food and do some exercise. Mm. All of these things help keep your bowel healthy. But the most important thing is to be proactive about your own health.
Absolutely. For two young people like ourselves, Ida, it's like we've just had a very stern talking to from our mum, isn't it?
Well, funny you should say that. I had this discussion with my daughter only last week.
Did you?
It's a mother's role to worry about her children all the time. Absolutely.
Well, Ida, it is fantastic to hear that you are supporting such a wonderful foundation, the Jodie Lee Foundation. Thank you so much for being open and having the conversation about our poo and teaching us that it's not a taboo topic.
That's fine. And if you want to know your risk, you can go to the foundation's website, which is Jodie Lee, spelled J-O-D-I, Lee, L-E-E, or one word, jodieleefoundation.org.au. There's a checklist there that says know your risk.
Good stuff. Ida Buttrose, thank you so much for joining the Pippa and Jimmy show.
Thank you, Pippa and Jimmy.
Here we go! Pippa and Jimmy. Hit 93.5.
Think you could back it. Take the shirt right off my back, I don't mind.
$1,000 with Alphabax. Coming up next on Hit 93.5.
Yes!
No!
Bikram yoga. You know hot yoga?
I do know it, and absolutely not. I think it's a terrible idea.
Really?
Why would you want to be trapped in a room that is upwards of something like 60 degrees Celsius? You can't even do your downward dog properly because you are that drenched in sweat, you're slipping all over the place. You can't go outside to get a drink of water. It's my idea of torture.
Do you ever do yoga?
You love yoga. Mad keen on yoga, just not while in a sauna.
Oh.
It's meant to be really good for you because you sweat out all your toxins and stuff. I say that's a recipe for dehydration.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So no to Bikram yoga.
I say no to Bikram yoga. I get that it has actual health benefits, yeah. So I'm not poo-pooing Bikram yoga for other people, but just for me, it's a no.
Yes. No.
Sushi.
Yes, but I know people that are like hard out tragics for sushi.
I love sushi. Get me a raw piece of fish any day. I love it.
On Monday, I had lunch with some friends and they were like, we could eat sushi every day.
What's your favourite sushi roll?
I'm pretty bland with my sushi. Like, I love a tuna avo roll.
Yeah.
Or do you know what also I fancy? The cucumber rolls.
Really?
That are literally just the seaweed, rice, and just the fresh, crunchy bit of cucumber in the middle. Yum.
I'm a California roll sort of guy.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Which is smoked salmon, avocado, with a bit of mayonnaise.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, yeah.
Really yummy stuff. You know what? Reminds me of having had sushi in a long time.
Okay. Lunch date today, maybe?
I would love to get some sushi on me. So I'm saying big yes to sushi
big yes
for me.
For sushi.
Yes. No.
Flossing.
Yes, I know that it's a thing that we should do, but I honestly can't remember the last time I did it.
Here's the thing about flossing. Yes, because it's really good for you, but no, because I hate doing it.
Oh, who wants to who even owns dental floss these days? Yeah,
I know. I got those things from Chemist Warehouse, those little
brushes.
Yeah, like which you just stick in there, like individual flosses.
Yeah.
Like, and they're handy and stuff, but I know it's dental hygiene month.
Yeah.
And on the news, like, oh, you should floss and stuff. And I know you should floss.
Is it actually dental hygiene month?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay. Good to know.
But sometimes I think, you know, the dentist is like, teach you how to brush and how to floss and stuff.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think, but dentists, if everyone brushed and flossed perfectly, would you have a job?
You'd be out of a job.
You'd be out of a job.
Exactly. So we've still got to give you something to do when we go and see the dentist.
So we are keeping employment strong by not flossing.
My goodness. What would the world do without us, honestly?
Next time on the Yes No segment, we will be doing fluoride.
Give a more in Jimmy Love.
Oh, yeah.
Hit 93.5.
Yeah. Yeah, it's time to play the Central West favourite radio competition. Thanks to Leading Edge Computers, everything Apple, Microsoft and more.
Jai on 13, 12, 16, do you think that you can win $1,000 this morning?
Oh, I wouldn't mind it.
$1,000 would be handy. Now, Jai, just to let you know, I'm notoriously bad at alphabets. Mm-hmm. And Pippa, how many out of 10 did I just get?
I think you got two. So, Jai, the bar has been set incredibly low for you, my friend.
Jai, even ones where people get 10 out of 10 on the radio, I'm lucky to get 5. So,
fair dinkum.
Yeah, fair dinkum, mate.
I'm not very good. Okay, Jai, here's how it works. 10 questions, 30 seconds on the clock. If you don't know an answer, say pass. If we've got time, we come back to it at the end. No helping in the background. We've got to take your first answer and no repeating an answer. Are you ready to go, Jai?
Yeah.
Okay, Jai, your letter today in Alphabucks is the letter A. A for Alphabucks. Okay?
Obvious.
All right. 30 seconds is loaded on the clock. Jai, for $1,000 in Alphabucks, starting with the letter A, name a calendar month.
April.
A song.
Pass.
A business in Dubbo.
Pass.
Something you can wear.
A sock.
A TV show. A TV show.
Alvin and the Chipmunks.
An occupation.
Architect.
A feeling.
Angry.
A dessert.
Apple pie.
You got through about 7. Can I just check? A sock. We'll take it.
Sure.
Something you wear.
A sock.
Okay, a song. You could have said anywhere. Anchor. I actually got that one. Are You Gonna Be My Girl by The Jed,
yeah.
I said. A business in Dubbo. Australia Post. Auto Tune. A Doors Party Hire. Athlete's Foot. Astley's Plumbing.
Quite a few there.
Yeah. But still, you only got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You only got 6 out of. Well, you did better than me.
You did much better.
Jai, thanks for giving it a crack, mate.
No dramas.
No worries. No dramas. Have a good day.
Hey, sock. Okay, this is technically, on a technicality, I suppose it would be correct. Maybe ASOC.
I don't know. We would have had to have gone to the official,
the higher ups
of our society for ASOC counted.
Yes.
All good. 6 out of 10. If you could have got 10 out of 10, you would have won $1,000 thanks to Leading Edge Computers. Let's jump into our wake up, shake up, Pippa. And something happened to me over the weekend which left me red faced. In front of our brand new general manager here at the radio station.
Okay.
I was left embarrassed. I'm going to tell you what it is up next on Hit. Morning, everyone. Can you pay my bills? Can you pay my telephone bills? You're hanging out with the Pippa and Jimmy Show on Hit 93.5. And don't forget, you can call us anytime, 13 12 16. Thanks to Macca's, Dubbo and Wellington's new spicy chicken McNuggets. They have arrived, so enjoy a spicy moment while you can. It's 2 degrees, 13 past 8. And Pippa, we've got a new general manager here at Hit 93.5 and Channel 9.
Yes. Let's call him B-Rad.
B-Rad?
B-Rad Brad.
Brad.
Yeah.
Great guy.
Great guy. Absolute legend. He's only a couple of weeks in. Yeah. And my goodness, what a guy.
What a great guy. And on the weekend, Gamps, you know Gamps, who works in the sales team.
Yes, yes.
Also part of my Newtown Soccer Club. Mm-hmm. He invited B-Rad.
Yes.
Along to soccer on a Sunday afternoon, have a few tinnies, watch the game.
Yeah, great.
Et cetera, et cetera. I thought we'd be social with B-Rad.
Love that B-Rad's getting out and about in the community.
So B-Rad came along to our soccer game.
Yeah.
And I'm hanging out with him on the sideline watching Gamps play soccer.
Oh, great. Okay, yeah.
And I've introduced Brad to all the soccer boys.
Perfect.
Well, a lot of them.
But doing the nice social thing.
Yeah.
Going around doing the introductions.
Yes, cool. Doing the introductions. And it was fine and dandy and everyone was having a good chat with him.
Yep.
And we were having a good chat and a good laugh.
Mm.
Anyway, I've got to go back a week now in my story.
Oh, okay.
Because the week before at soccer.
Right.
One of my coaches was like, does anyone have a pen?
Okay.
And I said, yeah, I've got a pen in my bag.
Right.
And he borrowed the pen.
Yeah.
About half an hour later, he said, oh, I'm so sorry, Jimmy. I'm not sure what happened to your pen. I think Mackie took the pen.
Right. Okay.
And I said to him, don't worry, mate, about the pen. I stole it from work and I've got plenty more where that came from.
It's all good.
It's all good. I've got heaps more stolen pens in my bag.
Just drop in the bucket.
Don't worry about pinching my pen from me.
Okay.
So fast forward a week to B-Rad hanging out at the soccer.
Yeah.
So I've told most people, meet my new boss, Brad, great guy.
Yeah.
Chat, chat, chat. Guess who turns up? The coach from the week before.
Right.
And the coach from the week before comes over. Haven't even seen him all day.
Right.
And doesn't even say hello.
Yeah.
Just says to me, hey, Jimmy, you got any more of those pens you thieved from work? In front of me, my boss, and all the other soccer boys who knew he was my boss.
Excellent.
And I was completely caught out.
Thrown under the bus.
Thrown straight under the bus. Accidentally.
That you're a thief of work resources in front of B-Rad.
In front of B-Rad. Jimmy, have you got any of those pens you've thieved from work?
What did you say?
My face went completely red.
Oh, great.
I tried to process it and I thought, I've only got a few seconds here. I've got to process and spit out an answer.
Yep. Say something. Say anything.
All the other boys were having a good laugh.
Of course they were.
Oh, they were loving the fact that I'd just been caught out stealing pens.
In front of B-Rad.
The new boss.
Yes. What did B-Rad say?
He just laughed.
Yeah, great.
Couldn't do much, really. What was he going to do?
Yeah, what are you going to do?
So I was like, oh, yeah. And they told the little white lie. Oh, I was only joking about stealing them.
If all else fails, I was only joking, guys.
Only lying.
I don't actually steal pens from work.
We all know the truth, though.
Meanwhile, we open your car door. Pens come flooding out.
Everywhere. Yeah. So I got caught out and left completely red-faced at soccer in front of my new boss. Because, yes, I'm a pen thief.
A pen thief from work. begs the question, though, in 13, 12, 16, the stationery cupboard is just rife for people swiping stuff from their workplaces. We've all done it. We've all nicked just a casual ream of paper or a pen.
Ream of paper?
Oh, I've done that.
Have you? I've never stolen a ream of paper.
B-Rad, it was before your time.
So what are we going to do? 13, 12, 16, is it okay to steal pens from work?
Yeah, is it okay to steal pens from work? I say it's okay. Red,
so
black,
I.
Blue. No, what? Don't worry about it.
Yeah, okay. 13, 12, 16, let's open up the phone lines now. Is it okay to steal pens from work?
And we're probably doing this to garner enough public support so that B-Rad doesn't fire either of us.
Here we go. Pepper and Jimmy. Hit 93.5. Yeah. Tonight after the block on 9.
Oh, yeah.
Hit
93.5's Pepper.
Gotta go now.
And Jimmy.
Now drop the beat.
Yeah, good morning, everybody. Over the weekend, I got caught red-handed stealing pens from work by my new general manager, who I was meant to be making a good impression on. Mm-hmm. Don't know how good an impression I got on him that it got revealed in front of him that I'm a pen thief. Yep. So we thought we'd open the phone lines. 13, 12, 16, is it okay to steal pens from work?
Jody is on the line. Jody, what do you reckon? Is it okay to steal pens from your workplace?
Oh, yes, I've got plenty of pens.
Do you? You're a bit of a pen thief, are you, Jody?
Well, not deliberately, but, yeah, I like...
You accidentally steal them.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And you think
I can take them back, but they end up in the car and your handbag.
Yeah,
and
And you're thinking nothing wrong with that?
Not really.
No.
Okay. Not a pen.
Not a pen. Not a pen. Okay.
Thank you, Jody. You've relieved my guilt. 13, 12, 16, is it okay to steal pens from work?
Yeah, surely businesses sort of need to absorb a particular amount of cost for these kinds of stationery going missing. Mitchell on 13, 12, 16, do you reckon it's okay to steal pens from work?
Yeah, it is, but you can't do it at my work because they just go missing very quick.
Oh, Mitchell, what kind of work do you do?
I work at Breakthrough, helping people with disabilities.
Okay.
Okay.
So when it's time to write something, your pen goes missing, it's gone.
Gone forever.
It's like a missing link.
Oh, no.
So you think here at the radio station, because we've got the big stationery cupboard and stuff, I'm fine to pinch a pen every now and then?
Oh, yeah. Like when you go to the new RTA place, they got pens everywhere, so I managed to take a couple of them or...
Mitchell, are you admitting...
If I'm in the nav bank, I'll grab a
Mitchell's making a public admission to stealing pens from across town. You're on a crime wave of pen
Where
stealing.
Where else do you steal pens from, Mitchell?
Oh, wherever you can get them.
Wherever you get them from! Okay, if you've lost your pen, you know where to look, Mitchell.
Right.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for calling, mate.
I end up buying one from the $2 and up shop. It's like a massive one. It's like a foot long. And
wow.
Geez, you're a pen enthusiast.
So you can't really lose that, can you?
Yes.
You've got the big one for work, so no one can steal it, but you pinch a small one to take home with you.
Yeah, yeah. Just in case.
You've got this on lock, Mitchell.
Oh, Mitchell, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you so much. Scotty, on 13, 12, 16, wrap this up for us, mate. Is it okay to steal pens from work?
I reckon if it's got your work logo on it, that's called marketing. So, yes.
Great.
Thank you, Scott.
Great idea. Great. So, are you saying that if there's no work logo on it, you probably shouldn't do it?
Probably shouldn't if there's no work logo, but if it's work logo, it's just marketing, isn't
that
it?
Isn't you're putting the brand out there.
You're going above and beyond for your business, aren't you, Scott?
You know what?
That's what I reckon too.
There's lots of stuff around here with the work logo on it. I might just steal it all.
Oh, especially
and out marketing.
Scott, thank you so much for calling, mate.
No worries, have a great day, guys.
You too, Scott. Okay, there you go. It's okay to steal pens from work, according to Dubbo.
Wethit.com.au.
Well, I'm very excited about this because it's potential celeb baby news and it happens to do with one of my favourite television show Suits,
mm-hmm.
which formerly starred Meghan Markle, now Duchess of Sussex. So, Patrick J. Adams...
You can just call her the princess.
The princess. Well, she's technically not a princess.
Or you could call her Harry's wife.
Harry's wife, yep. Harry's old ball and chain.
Like, I get it. You know lots about her, so you call her the Duchess of...
Duchess of Sussex.
Sussex.
Yes, yeah. So Patrick J. Adams, who stars in Suits
Is he the short, fat guy with bald hair and a chubby nose?
No, that's Rick Hoffman, who plays
Lewis
Leach.
Don't be rude to Rick Hoffman.
Are you talking to yourself there? How was I rude?
Well, I asked if that was him, and then you called Rick Hoffman a short, fat guy with her.
I said, did no such thing. Don't try and turn this back on me, you rude so-and-so. And you're hijacking my story, so zip it.
Who is AJ Robertson?
No, Patrick J. Adams stars as Mike Ross in the show Suits. He also helps write, direct, produce. Yes. He and his wife are reportedly expecting their first child.
Oh, are they?
Which is very exciting. The two haven't been seen in public since attending the royal wedding back in May.
Yeah.
Now, they wed in 2016 after meeting in 2009. They got engaged in 2014. And apparently, yes, reports are saying they're expecting their first baby. Now, I've checked Instagram. There hasn't been an official announcement as yet, but I will keep you posted.
Can I just let you know something? I quit watching Suits in season 3 because I got sick of how every... Now, you'll notice this now you watch it. Every single scene involves somebody either sitting at their desk or standing in their office and someone walking in and talking to them.
Or walking down a hallway with a very vigorous pace.
Yes, and then into an office where someone's sitting and waiting to talk to them. Yep. And then it cuts to the next scene. Someone walks into another office. And I got so sick of people walking into offices and the exact same thing happening that I quit the entire show. By the way, does his character, that Mike Ross, spoiler alert, but does the character ever actually become a real lawyer, or is he still pretending to be a real lawyer?
I'm not going to spoil it for anyone. None of our listeners, no. And you don't care enough about the show having quit in season 3 to let me waste that on you.
Yes, exactly.
So I'll not be telling you anything about that, okay? This is why you wouldn't be good in a desk job. It's because you'd get so bored with just walking to other people's desks. Okay, here's a cool story. So a woman was buying snacks at the grocery store, right? And the guy in front of her was a bit short on cash at the convenience store.
Yeah.
So the woman was like, oh, here, I'll help you, pay for your snacks. Didn't realise it was Keith Urban. So then she still didn't believe that the man was really the country star until she realised that he had a bodyguard with him. And then asked him all these questions because I don't actually believe you, Keith Urban. Where's Nicole? Like, he was apparently with his sister. I was like, he's my bodyguard. And then she's like, oh my gosh.
The Daily Mail there, that it was there, they would have printed that he was
having an affair. Yeah, exactly. So then he graciously said, yes, let's take a photo. And it was lovely. And she was just thrilled. Isn't that lovely?
That is really cute. That's really sweet. I remember my mum used to tell me this story about how she was at the servo and the girl in front of her was trying to pay like $50 for fuel with her card and the card kept declining and the mum was like, oh, so I helped her out with paying for it.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's really sweet of you, mum.
Nice.
And then she's like, oh, no, I gave her $1. I was like, what do you mean? And she goes, well, I figured that her card must have $50 on it, so if I give her $1, she'll pay $49 on her card and it will go through. So she paid $49 on the card and the dollar, and it went through. It's just because she didn't have enough $50 to cover it.
Wow.
So like, good on you, mum. Give me a dollar.
What a hero.
By the way, can I ask, what happened to all the story suggestions that I sent you earlier in the show? Because I sent you a suggestion about Harry Styles living in an attic, about Robbie Williams becoming an X Factor judge so that he could make some more money, and Avicii's releasing a new song with Chris Martin from Coldplay.
Great. Well, thank you so much for stealing all of my trending now stories for tomorrow's show.
Were they for tomorrow?
Yeah.
I was wondering why you didn't do them today, because they were good stories.
It's called planning ahead. Dingus.
There'll be old stories tomorrow, Pippamore.
No, they won't be. Not the way I tell them, mate. It'll be fresh, hot off the press.
I'm helping you out.
Well, you haven't helped me at all, so thank you for that.
There you go. That's a wrap on Trending Now. Check out those stories and more at hit.com.au right now. No, I can't. Hurt somebody.
Taking it slowly. Because it hurts when you hurt somebody.
Noah Kahan, Julia Michaels on Hit 93.5 with Hurt Somebody. It's the Pippa and Jimmy Show. Hey, good morning, everybody. We do it thanks to Macca's new spicy chicken McNuggets. They've arrived, so enjoy a spicy moment while you can. I can personally recommend them because they are delicious.
Got a curly one for parents of Dubbo and the Central West this morning. And on 13, 12, 16, we would love to get your thoughts on this. Dr. Emma Byrne is an expert in neuroscience, and she has appeared on Good Morning Britain saying that parents should be encouraging their children to swear.
What?
So
what?
Apparently, according to Dr. Emma Byrne, expert in neuroscience, parents shouldn't ban their children from swearing, and she's argued that they should be educated about what rude words really mean.
I see. So don't stop them from doing it, but let them know what they mean and say that's the reason why you shouldn't use them. I'm not going to say you can't use them, but now that you know what it means, you shouldn't. You should know that that word might not be a good word to use.
She's written a book called Swearing is Good for You, The Amazing Science of Bad Language, in which Dr. Emma Byrne argues that children should instead be taught about what rude words mean and the impact that using them can have on others, rather than just picking it up from friends in the playground.
Here's an interesting thing. When I remember when I got taught by a friend about the naughtiest of all the naughty words.
Right, okay.
I was on a boat and I was, I think, about 12 or 13.
Yeah.
And my friend was about a year older and he was like, oh, and we're on like a dinghy. And he's like, oh, Jimmy, I've learned a new word.
Oh.
And I was like, what's the word? He told me what the word was and told me what it meant. Now, on reflection, what I got told the word meant was completely different to what the word actually meant.
Right.
So I had a incorrect education on that swear word. So my likelihood to use it incorrectly in an offensive way probably skyrocketed.
Yes.
Because now I knew the word but I had no idea what the word meant.
Now, viewers of Good Morning Britain have blown up online and across social media about this, saying, you know, it's not okay that you're sort of encouraging children to use bad language. But she's arguing that it's important to teach children about the right time to use this language. She's trying to equip parents to cope with that moment of shame and embarrassment of their kids swearing in a place that's inappropriate, rather than shutting the conversation down.
That is really interesting.
Let's open up this juicy can of worms.
Okay.
13, 12, 16. Do you let your kids swear?
Oh.
What do you reckon?
That's a good one. Do you let your kids swear? Now, maybe you don't let them say all the swear words.
No.
Maybe you let them say what you consider to be minor swear words. But, or maybe you just blanket, no way on earth this woman is crazy.
Yeah. What do you reckon? Do you agree with her? Do you disagree? Do you let your kids swear? Let us know.
13, 12, 16, give us a buzz right now. Do you let your kids swear?
Here we go. Pippa and Jimmy.
Dub on the Central West, Hit 93.5, Maroon 5 and Christina Aguilera moves like Jagger. It's Pippa and Jimmy this morning. And on 13, 12, 16 this morning, we are asking the question, do you let your kids swear?
Yes, because a scientist, Dr. Emma Byrne, who is an expert in neuroscience, has appeared on Good Morning Britain and has divided the opinion of the nation. She's written a book called Swearing is Good for You, The Amazing Science of Bad Language. And her argument is that parents shouldn't ban their children from swearing, but rather educate them about what rude words mean.
Let's hit the phone lines right now on 13, 12, 16 to ask the question, do you let your kids swear?
Renee, do you let your kids swear?
No, I don't. I think they're a bit too young to be swearing, to tell you the truth.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I definitely think that it's probably a good move educating children on what words mean what and why we don't use them in situations that they're definitely inappropriate.
Yeah.
I've had a few shameful moments.
Oh, Renee.
Tell us.
You know, why not? You know, that I hear mum and dad say that when they're frustrated. Mm. So I'm like, gotta go.
Yes, yes.
So you'd agree with teaching your kids what the words mean, but not allowing your kids to just use them willy-nilly?
No, that's exactly right. I'd be all for teaching them what they mean and why we don't use them in general conversation or at the dinner table. But I wouldn't be giving, as I said, my children are probably way too young to even consider letting them use willy-nilly, but I don't think I would anyway.
Renee, great to have your thoughts on 13, 12, 16. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, we are asking right now, do you let your kids swear?
Yes, a particular doctor, Dr. Emma Byrne, reckons you shouldn't ban your kids from swearing. Educate them instead about what rude words mean. Danielle's on the line. Do you let your kids swear?
Absolutely no way. I would never let my kids swear around me, around my parents, around anyone. No way.
Okay.
Have you ever been caught out with your kid using a swear word embarrassing you before?
Oh, all the time, though. Like, but it's really bad. Like, as a parent, I know you shouldn't swear and stuff like that, mm-hmm. but
it's the Australian culture, I think, these days. Everyone just sneaks, like, those sneaky swear words just in conversation.
Yes,
and you never pull yourself up for it until your kids start saying it back to you, and you're like, oh, my God, I swear way too much.
Yeah. So, Danielle, do you reckon it's okay for adults to swear but not for kids?
Oh, I don't think I've anyone to swear, but I am really bad for it. Like, I am known to drop any word I can.
So what this Dr. Emma Byrne is saying is it's important for parents to educate their children about what inappropriate words mean and why it's not okay to use those words. Do you think that's a conversation that's worth having with your kids?
So if my child comes to me and says a bad word, of course you're going to pull them up and say, no, that's a bad word.
Sure.
But how do you explain all of them to?
Yes, yes.
Like, and the other meanings. Like, there's some swear words that have
multiple meanings, yep.
Yeah, and quite mature meanings.
Yes.
But you don't want a conversation like that with your six-year-old.
Danielle, maybe on the back of the toilet door, instead of a list of your times tables, maybe you need to have a list of naughty words, what they mean and why it's not okay to use them in conversations. Would that be a better parenting technique?
Maybe. Who knows?
Thanks for
your call. Thanks for your call, Danielle. So, there you go. Well, it sounds like parents are saying, yeah, it's okay to educate, but maybe not to let the kids go around swearing.
I've just done a quick draft list of some cuss words here in my notebook.
Yes.
I reckon this could be a brilliant business idea.
Yeah.
Instead of the timetables on the back of the toilet door, a list of swear words, what they mean and why it's not okay to use them, even if mummy and daddy use them.
Pippa Moore, what is your favourite swear word?
I don't have a favourite swear
word. Come on, surely.
And we're on commercial radio and I know how this works, and if I say a bad word, you're going to have to dump it. So... Yeah, I didn't come down in the last shower, mate. Come on.
So you're saying that if you're on Triple J, you just pop out the swear words all the time?
I did not say that.
Is that
at
what
all?
You're saying?
No.
But because we're on commercial radio, you won't say a swear word.
Because on any kind of radio, I'm not starting to swear. You're not luring me into that poorly constructed trap.
I'm just asking which your favourite one is. We've all got a favourite.
Oh, I'm just saying I think there could be something in that. A list of swear words on the back of the toilet door.
Look, you know what, Pippa? I'll leave that idea with you.
Okay.
Good luck with that idea. By the way, moving on, if you've just tuned in, nobody in Dubbo won the $70 million last night. Just a heads up. Some guy in Lithgow won half of it.
Question, can you win like a lesser amount, like $2,000 or something?
Yeah, you could.
Okay,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah. So well, my postie who comes around and drops around my post, he won $10,000 recently.
Oh, so it's still worth going to the newsagents and getting your lotto ticket checked.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Great. Okay.
So you can still win small amounts. Like if you miss off by one number, you don't win the $70 million, you win like $10,000.
Oh, right. Okay. So it's a fair consolation prize.
It's a big drop though.
Yeah, right.
Big drop from the $70 million.
But still, when we're going to Ireland in 2 weeks' time, or less than two
weeks,
handy. Wouldn't sneeze at $10,000.
No, you wouldn't. No. It probably wouldn't be enough though to upgrade to business.
No, it wouldn't be. No. But it'd be enough to buy a heck load of Guinness over there.
Have you had Guinness before?
I haven't, and we're doing a tour of the Guinness factory on our first day in Dublin.
Can I give you a little tip?
Okay.
I've done the tour of the Guinness factory
in
Dublin.
Well, don't spoil it all for me, but yeah, tips are welcome.
It's really great because what happens at the end of the tour, you get a voucher for a Guinness and you go up to their Sky Tower. So you take this lift right up to their Sky Tower, which looks out 360-degree view of Dublin.
Beautiful.
Amazing. It's got like a bar up there.
Yeah,
you get a Guinness up there.
Great.
Gorgeous. It's fantastic. Had a Guinness, I loved it.
Yeah.
Because when you're in the moment, you just love it.
Yeah, you're just loving it.
Here's the thing though, and it's a little bit frowned upon, especially in Ireland, but you can do it.
Okay.
If you find Guinness a little bit too bitter, ask for them to put red cordial, or as they call it, squash or whatever they call it, into your Guinness.
Right.
And I know it sounds weird, but it takes the edge off.
Does it?
So I used to have it with blackcurrant. So you just call it blackcurrant. So can I have my Guinness with a bit of blackcurrant,
black
please?
Blackcurrant. And then they look at you and go, oh, you're a wuss, but okay.
Yeah, it's fine.
Like, yeah, right.
So
okay.
That's how I would have a Guinness when I'd have a Guinness with a bit of blackcurrant. Because it just takes a bit of edge off it.
Yeah, okay. Thank you for that hot tip.
That's a little Irish tip for you.
Irish tip. Excellent. Okay, I'll note that one down. Thank you. Got to go get my travel card sorted today. Order some Euros, a few other bits and pieces. What are you doing?
I'm getting my hair cut.
Are you?
Yes.
Well, what hairstyle are you going with? You shave it off?
Oh, I have shaved it off before, but I've decided not to shave it off this time. I'll show you. I'm thinking this hairstyle here.
Right.
Uppercut with messy.
Uppercut with messy. Okay. Oh, that's you've Googled men's hairstyles.
Yeah.
Uppercut with messy hair on top. Oh, yeah cute.
So I'm thinking that hairstyle, because last time I got a haircut, actually it was quite a good haircut. Last time I got a haircut, I'll be honest, I thought the hairdresser had completely just ruined
botched it.
Then about a week later, I was like, far out, this is good. Yeah. Oh, I look hot.
Took you a week to work hot. Out yeah. that the hairdresser actually knows what they're doing.
Yeah, because it grew in, you know what I mean?
Yeah, okay, so like, great.
Gosh, I'm a sexy okay. lad.
You gotta just someone's got tickets on themselves.
I do have tickets on myself. Okay, so that's it. That's a wrap. That's it,
yes. Done. Finito.
Okay, Mike's tomorrow. Up next.
Yep.
Playing songs.
Yep.
What's he got? Let's
see.
A few
other bits and pieces.
Oh, Jay-Z and Linkin Park.
Great.
Can I get an encore? Do you want more?
Oh, Sam Smith, good. Yep.
Oh, great. Save Tonight, Eagle Eye Cherry.
Oh, what a tune.
Save Tonight. We'll fight the break of dawn. Come tomorrow. Okay. Tomorrow I'll be gone.
Well, we better let him get to that.
Okay, cool. Bye, right, Felicia. Bye.